Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss apostrophe. Now what is a apostrophe? Now apostrophe can be considered a rhetorical device by which a speaker addresses an absent person or an abstract or non-human entity. Now in William Shakespeare's play called Julius Caesar, there is a character called Mark Antony. After the death of Julius Caesar, Mark Antony addresses the corpse. Matlab, उस मरे हुए लाश से बात करता है वो एंड ही एड्रेसेस इट इन दिस वे कोट ओ पार्डन मी दाओ ब्लीडिंग पीस ऑफ अर्थ दैट आई एम मीक एंड जेंटल विद दीज बुचर्स दाओ आर द रुइंस ऑफ नोबलेस्ट मैन दैट एवर लिव्ड इन द टाइड ऑफ टाइम्स वो टू द हैंड दैट शेड दिस कॉस्टली ब्लड अनकोट सो मार्क एंटनी इज टॉकिंग टू द कॉर्प्स और द डेड बॉडी ऑफ जूलियस सीजर एज दो जूलियस सीजर कुड हियर हिम Which is not the case. How can a dead person hear anybody saying anything? Then ek aur example lete hain. There is a example from John Keats's poem called the Ode on a Grecian Urn. Now in this Ode on a Grecian Urn, Keats addresses the urn. And the starting line is, quote, Thou still unravished bride of quietness. Okay, unquote. So this is what he says. This is how he addresses and apostrophizes the urn. Thou still unravished bride of quietness. Now, पहले तो ये कि urn कहते किसे हैं? हिंदी में कलश छोटा सा बर्तन जो है that is the urn और a pitcher हिंदी में कलश कहते हैं कलश that's what a urn is. Now, urn is a non-human entity but Keats is addressing the urn as though the urn could listen to the words of John Keats. Now, from the same poem, I'll read out few more lines from the beginning. Quote, Thou still unravished bride of quietness, thou foster child of silence and slow time, Sylvian historian who canst thus express a flowery tale more sweetly than our rhyme. What leaf-fringed legend haunts about thy shape of deities or mortals or of both in temple or the dales of Arcady? And the poem goes on, but the point is, see how John Keats is addressing the urn. Matlab kalash. Now, while reading about apostrophe, you should pay attention to the fact that apostrophe can also take the form of personification. So, treating an abstract idea or non-human entity as though it were a person. But apostrophe or personification mein farq kya hai? At least in these situations, that it is not limited to being a personification. It is also taking the form of a direct address. Example ke liye, एक और पोएम कंसिडर कर सकते हैं हम लोग बाय विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ एंड द टाइटल ऑफ द पोएम इज ओड टू ड्यूटी ओके ओड टू ड्यूटी इन विच वर्ड्सवर्थ एड्रेसेस ड्यूटी एज इफ ड्यूटी मींस द वॉइस ऑफ गॉड भगवान की आवाज को वो ड्यूटी की तरह ट्रीट करता है नाउ कोट स्टर्न डॉटर ऑफ द वॉइस ऑफ गॉड ओ ड्यूटी इफ दैट नेम दाउ लव हु आर अ लाइट टू गाइड अ रॉड To check the erring and reprove, thou who art victory and law, when empty terrors overawe, from vain temptations dost set free, and calm'st the weary strife of frail humanity. So, look at how William Wordsworth is addressing the concept of duty. So, in a way, it can also be regarded as a personification, but it is not limited to being a personification.